Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got for us today?
All right, gentlemen.
I kind of like when you're quiet and your voice is shot.
My voice is a little shot. We had a great game last night, by the way. Canes held on to beat Illinois.
Right.
Dramatic fashion.
By the way, good win. Good win.
Was a good win. They needed that. They needed a bounce back from a couple of tough ones in Charleston. But, good win for the Hurricanes. Did you guys happen to see Western Conference Player of the Week averaging 22 points, 8 rebounds, shooting 57% from the field? Their team went 3-0. Western Conference Player of the Week was?
Carmelo Anthony.
I saw it.
I got to give him credit, man.
I thought it was a joke.
I got to give him credit. That's pretty good for a guy that's been out of basketball.
Well,
I don't know if he should have got the award or not, but bottom line is,
those are pretty good numbers, bro.
They're winning, too. Most important thing, they were struggling. He's giving them a little something.
Still trying to trade us on, though, that Portland team.
He's a weird dude, man. He's still a weird dude. Whether it's East Coast or West Coast.
Doesn't matter.
He's a different dude, man.
Right.
I was hoping for a longer apology. I mean, you spent months ripping the guy.
I really did. I'm sorry. I was wrong so far.
Guys, we go to the NFL for this next one here. And did you see the comments from Emily Mayfield?
Uh-oh.
Wife of Johnny Mayfield?
Oh, go ahead. Boy.
So he throws the game-losing interception. And there were some questions after the game about the T-shirt, right, that Freddie Kitchens wore. And Mary Kay Cabot asked the questions. And Emily Mayfield decided that she would go on social media, on Twitter, and question her. Why is this the focus of your questions? Much more to focus on than that, and then tagged her in it. The response, I asked exactly one T-shirt question after the game. I asked Baker what he thought of it, and he defended Kitchens, which I thought was pretty cool. He gave a great answer, saying, "I've done much worse." Funny, and struck the right note. Now, a bunch of fans obviously went on and ripped her back, and she said, focusing on football in general would be a good start.
Maybe I know what I would have said. I should be focusing on your husband's interceptions as the first overall pick. Then we could have another conversation.
Yeah, he stinks.
He doesn't stink.
He's no Carmelo. Let's put it that way.
He's no Carmelo. Well done.
Baker didn't stink.
Going back to college hoops, Baker. Guys, we got a good game tonight. Really good game tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Number one Louisville is going to take on number four Michigan, who made the largest jump in AP poll history, going from unranked to number four. And you know who's coaching over at
Jawan
Michigan?
Jawan Howard.
That's right.
He's doing a nice little job so far. They're unbeaten.
How about that? How about that?
He's already doing a better job than Harbaugh's doing with that football team.
It's actually true.
Until he gets fired from Michigan, I'm going to rip the guy. He can't beat anybody.
He beats all the teams.
Joey lost by two straight years by 50 burgers.
He just can't beat Ohio State.
Right.
And he's struggled with Penn State and Wisconsin. Outside of that, he's good.
What happens to a Miami coach if they lose to FSU 5-6 years in a row?
You're in trouble.
Right.
This is worse. He was feisty after the game, too, when the reporters were getting after him.
Of course he was.
Like, what did you expect? You got blown out at home.
Yeah. Ask him about talent. Are you guys recruiting the same guy? Oh, yeah, he was.
They stole your question?
Yeah.
Right, they did. Was that Joe?
That'd be funny if Harbaugh goes, "We don't even recruit the same guys.
Right, that's it.
Ohio State's getting all the five-star. I'm getting the threes and fours." Now, they actually.
Oh, my God.
Michigan does get some good players.
But if he came out and said that, Joe, it'd
be awesome.
That would be great.
All right, guys, it's finally official for Gronk. The deadline has passed.
Oh,
Rob Gronkowski is officially retired. He will not be back this season.
I thought he might come back.
Because he looks like he weighs about 100 pounds now.
He looks great, and he's making a lot of money. And I think the fact that he's making a lot of money probably has helped his decision.
I can imagine it has.
Yeah, probably paired with the fact that guys aren't diving at his legs anymore.
Right. And he's on that CBD stuff.
I don't know. See, for me, Gronk being the best when he was playing, for years we thought Gronk was the best
tight end. Yeah, not even a question.
That's got to be kind of special when you're – that's what I was trying to say about Antonio Brown, too. When you know you're the best, or if you're not the best, you're always in the conversation. Doesn't part of you want to be competing with all those guys out there that are putting up the big numbers? I don't know.
Gronk's got a lot of cash and a lot of rings. He's won a couple of rings, too.
Don't you worry if Antonio – don't you guys kind of wonder a little bit if Antonio Brown would have been with the Raiders right now, stayed healthy all year, how many catches would he have on that offense? I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Thanks, OJ.
You just OJ us?
Yep.
He likes that line. You like that line now.
Love that
you?
Line.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Finally here, guys, the chicken sandwich wars will rage on here going into 2020 because McDonald's is getting ready to launch their response. They are testing out their new crispy chicken sandwich in Houston and Knoxville. The sandwich features a fried chicken filet served on a buttery potato roll topped with butter and pickles. So you're getting a double dose of butter in this sandwich.
A lot of butter.
And pickles.
Pickles are all right.
There's a deluxe version that also includes tomatoes, lettuce, and mayo.
No thanks.
What's with the chicken sandwich and everybody?
It's hot.
Well, it's a war. It's a fast war food war. Yeah. Taco Bell is going to be introducing something as well.
You know what I've been craving
a chicken
for?
Thing?
They're going to have some kind of fried chicken item as well.
Look at that.
I got something new I had to tell both you guys.
You had it.
I've been craving a Big Mac so bad. Probably two Big Macs with some of their French fries.
What about milkshake?
And the wife's leaving town. She could be gone.
Oh, God. It's going to be Big Mac Central at your house.
That's going to be the first thing when she leaves. I'm going to get that Big Mac.
When your wife leaves, you turn into the 16-year-old kid whose parents just went away to Disney World with the other kid.
I mean, I can stay out and stuff.
Right. Or you just get whatever you want. Like you come back into the house at a certain time.
At least she looks at me and goes, really?
Right.
Do you need that?
Yeah, she
goes,
knows.
Do you really need that right now? And I go, in my hands, halfway on that pie, that pumpkin pie. And I go, no.
You still have pie in the house?
Is yeah.
Still there?
Yeah. Is she concerned with the weight you're gaining?
Good God. Yeah. That was just right out there, huh?
That's, you know what?
You didn't gift wrap that one.
You're such a jerk.
Wow. There was no gift wrapping on that one. It was just, here you go, fat boy. That's what he said. I've heard that one before.
I just wanted to humble you before you get after Omar.
Just a little jack. Oh, I'm not going after Omar. I just thought of everything wrong.
You've been screaming like a lunatic during the breaks about how you're getting ready to get Omar.
Right. He's with the team more than any of us. Like, and you, Brian Flores is your topic? Brian Flores? People seem to be coach of the year. Three wins with this group.
You're still on the Brian Flores thing. I'm just thinking about the fact that Hollywood literally just came out and called you fat.
No, he said.
No, I mean, not fat, I said gaining weight.
No. I mean, let's dissect what he said. He just said you're getting fat.
Yeah.
He said it.
I was just trying to think if she said anything. No.
She hasn't said anything to you?
Uh-uh.
All right, so you're
well,
right.
She's nicer than I am.
No, yeah, no,
well,
she's just, obvious. She's nice.
So was The Rock outside. And I don't mean the wrestling.
She gets on me for other things, but the weight, I could lose some. I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
No,
with
don't get
point.
Vulnerable now. It's Hollywood who said that.
I thought we can't fat shame any in today now. We can't
if
fat shame
if we can't,
people.
Then Hollywood should be fired.
Oh, don't do that fire thing. God.
Why don't you tweet about it?
Yeah. All right, now you went too far, Hollywood. All right, well, we got Omar going to join us, who doesn't think much of Brian Flores coaching.
When do people throw the pies out in your house? Is there like a time limit, or they just stay till they're gone?
Oh, no, pies last a while in that refrigerator. Right. But I'd like to think they have about 5 days before I finally attack all of them.
Someone just texted in, Hollywood from the top rope. I agree. That was a finishing.
Did you hear? I didn't know what to say.
No, you were done.
I just
you
looked,
were stuck.
I looked at him and I just okay.
Someone should deep fry Hollywood.
He's a little quiet today. He was good till he just took that little jab. I think he took that jab because his buddy's Omar.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.